Welcome back. Tonight, we're with Adam Burrows, recorded live from the Performance Hall at Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. This is Red Barn Radio.
I'm not much the morning person. I've always preferred to sleep in. But lately I'm awake before that alarm clock starts to buzzing. Because I know that you're beside me, and if we get up a little early, we can have coffee in the morning and watch the sun come up together. No, we don't usually say much. We sip slow and wipe the sleep away from our eyes while trading tired sideways smiles with one another. The time it seems to fly by, but the day is always better when we have coffee in the morning and watch the sun come up together. And I'm not sure how the angels spend their afternoons and evenings up in heaven, but I bet they start their day out gathered round a big white table, having coffee in the morning, watching the sun come up at seven. I've been thinking about the way you moan and groan while you're still waking up, and the way you like your coffee, a little cream with extra sugar. And I was wondering maybe if you don't have any other plans, will you have coffee in the morning and watch the sun come up with me? Forever.
You have such a straightforward way of telling the stories and sort of making the character in your song. I just like the fact that your songs have so much wonder in them, but they don't leave me wondering what the hell they're about.
Thanks, I appreciate that. I try to do that.
You avoid sort of obscurity and...
I don't know if I avoid it or if I just am not too good at it, and so I steer clear of it, if that makes sense. Because there are writers that write, you know, fairly obscure that I really like, that kind of a thing. I tend to just gravitate toward trying to stick to the story and, you know, something of a beginning, middle, and end, I guess. Rainstorm on a bluff, she becomes 16. She can't believe how this town's grown. She complains about the rich folks. Boats circle in the distance. It can only mean one thing. She sees a splash, her eyes light up, and she's gone. And I'm going after her, racing to the lighthouse like kids, whale watchers. And she talks dorsal fin notches and ponders over pods. The way she turns from a woman to a girl, I never wanted to stop. I say I wish they'd come in closer. They're hard to see this far away. She gazes below to the waves and she's gone. And I'm going after her, tracing cross lime kilns, she and I. Whale watchers, whale watchers. And And if I ever get rich, I'm gonna build her a glass house by the water. And every time the whales go by, she'll light up and so will I. And she'll be gone, and I'm going after her. Fingers crossed we see a breach. Whale watchers, and she and I, and she and I. A couple of whale watchers. Rainstorm on a bluff, she becomes 16.
Wanting to suggest in any way that the songs are simple, because like I say, there's a lot of wonder in them. The idea that's in the song is sort of transferable. You know, I had so much fun listening to the tune that you have up on your website, The World's Largest Pumpkin.
Yeah.
I really like that, and I would urge anybody listening to go to Adam Burrow's website and check out his great videos there, but he also has some songs there that he's not playing tonight, World's Largest Pumpkin. There's something I just liked about that, but that's the experience I have of listening to so many of your songs, is that it just kind of reminds me of an idea that's sort of refreshing and kind of enriching. You mentioned, you were talking about Whale Watchers, a great song. I really like that. Although, just on your wife's behalf, I do want to ask, did you mean to call her a dork, a whale geek?
I refer to her as a whale dork, but I guess that they could be interchangeable. I've been having a hard time lately, trying to find my place. Every time that I leave the house, I feel like I'm in outer space. I look around and all I see are spray-painted smiles on walls. I'm sick to death of all the social cues. My face is about to fall off from keeping up appearances. Truth is, I prefer to be alone. I'm only keeping up appearances. If you need me, leave a message on my phone. I don't remember a ballot on the issue down at the election hall. Or maybe it was one of those fine print deals where they trick you into passing the law. Either way, it's a contagious disease. No one says what they mean anymore. I caught myself saying yes to a vacuum cleaner salesman who came to the door. I was keeping up appearances, and I just bought a brand new vacuum last year. But keeping up appearances. Somebody please get me out of here. I saw a snowflake pure and naked. Was a masterpiece, and it melted in a pile of caked on makeup as it landed on a lady's cheek. And what an awful way to leave this world, when someone keeping up appearances with insecurity and powder swirl together for appearances. I'm not trying to make any enemies, but keeping up appearances. I just wish that things were what they seem instead of these appearances.
Require a lot of your energy to sort of, I don't know, put the smile, your performer, to put the smile on. And
if I do work. Longer tours where I, for instance, I've done a lot of house concerts, it's been kind of a thing, and a few years back I did maybe a month-long tour of mostly house concerts, a few venues as well, but the people who are hosting the concert will host you in their house, and you'll eat dinner with them and breakfast the next morning, and you'll stay in their guest room. And as appreciative as I was that people were welcoming me into their home, because I am introverted and tend to need my time to myself to re-energize, I was just exhausted. Yeah, I'm doing well. How are you? You know, that kind of thing. So yeah, I think, I mean, I can handle a fair amount of it, but I do recharge on my own just to get away and do my own thing. You know, that's not entirely autobiographical, as most of my songs actually aren't, I don't think, really entirely autobiographical. I feel like I pull from a lot of different places and stories and ideas, and then I'll also interject my own experiences.
Yeah.
And so I would say that's one, and probably, I think the title probably came first from somewhere, and I thought, that'd be, make an interesting song, Keeping Up Appearances. And,
yeah.
It's a new day, I can tell cause I can see the sun shooting like a bullet from a gun. I never used to feel this way. When I was 16, my father said to me in other words, there's more to life than just watching the birds. The truth has not been easy for me. My father is a dreamer too, so I imagine it was hard for him to break the news that I'm just another atom rushing toward my destiny of dust. And I'm cursing crafty serpents, longing for an Eden long lost. It ain't all hopeless. The evening breeze can ease the sunburn sting. Eve at times can ease most anything. Her home-cooked meal, her fingertip caress. And time for dreaming is left if you prioritize it right. Have you seen the way the stars come out at night? I tell you, it's one of my favorite things. Take it from me, the pleasure of the apple's only temporary. I'm just another atom speeding toward the inevitable end. And I'm cursing crafty serpents, I would probably do it all again. I'm just another atom trying to make the most of what I've been given. And I'll never feel entirely at home. Entirely at home. Till I make it back to Eden. Back to Eden. Oh. through just the workaday type of life and still finding time to dream. And I think that was where my head was at the time. And then, you know, obviously relating to the story of Adam and
yeah,
which is, you know, everybody is familiar with. And so
you reference your dad.
And yeah,
you
do,
reference
yeah.
Or a father.
Sure. Yeah.
Was that your dad that you were referencing?
Yeah, it was. I think it was because there wasn't actually a specific time that I recall him saying what I said to me in the song. I think in other words, he probably did throughout my childhood. And he, as much as I am, I think what is a daydreamer has always been. And so I can easily just sort of look out the window and get lost for hours and then realize there's other stuff I'm supposed to be doing. So I think that's the point, was the idea for that. Walter Williams awoke one morning to find his frenzied days had come to a standstill. Never one for silence lately, he'd been dealt no other options but to deal. Retirement from retail was what occupied his mind the prior 30 years of his life. And now his dreams of Winnebagoes had diminished due to the poor health of his lovely wife. While cleaning out the attic, a defense project to keep from going mad, he came across a phonograph and some old records he'd forgotten that he had. That he had. And spirit of Sophie Tucker, you're a lifesaver tonight. Your sweet voice can kill a lot of pain. Walter Williams dances circles deep inside of his mind with full moonlight and sweet red wine and warm summer rain. Walter Williams woke up the next morning feeling finer than he had for quite some time. And over coffee with his wife, they talked about her health condition. She began to cry. And she said, Walter, I'm afraid that one day soon you're gonna wake up and I'll have passed away. And though we've shared a good life, cancer limits our resources, I'd love to make another memory today. With misty eyes, Walter climbed the stairs up to the attic. He knew just the thing to make her smile again. And as he placed the needle on the record, he said, Mrs. Williams, may I have this dance? Spirit of Billie Holiday, you're someone's angel today. Your sweet voice can kill a lot of pain. Walter Williams and his missus dance across the world one last time. With soft sunlight, a cold kitchen floor, and love that forever stays the same. Gone, but he was glad for the laughter they shared in those last days. Now he's alone and he sits at home. Walter Williams is gonna be okay. The spirit of Ella Fitzgerald, you're someone's companion tonight. Your sweet voice can kill a lot of pain. Walter Williams dances circles deep inside of his mind. With full moonlight, sweet red wine, warm summer rain, and soft sunlight, a cold kitchen floor, and love that forever stays. forever stays. It stays the same. It stays the same. It stays the same.
We'd like to thank Adam Burrows for being with us this evening. We thank our volunteers, too, for their help with our production each week. We give a very special thanks out to Becky Alfrey for her work with our social media. Thanks, Becky, and the photography of Nick Lazaroff, who I think I saw here just a while ago. Thank you all for listening to our webcast, watching us on Facebook Live, and those listening to us on the Red Barn network of stations. We also thank the members of our studio audience for supporting the mission of Red Barn Radio, which strives to present, promote, and preserve the rich musical tradition and artists of this Kentucky region and share this treasure with the world. Red Barn Radio comes to you from our home, the Performance Hall at Arts Place here in the great city of Lexington, Kentucky. Our website has updates and further information on our guests and our program. We're on the web at redbarnradio.com. Tickets for Red Barn Radio are now available on the web at eventbrite.com, Lexington. But folks, let's give it up again for Adam Burrows. Let's have one more tune. All right. Thanks for listening.
We were on an island, and we rode a tandem bike to the top of a hill. You were in back, and a man in a wagon said you weren't pedaling at all. We pulled off to a pub that was just opening or just about to close. And we raised our glasses in honor of moments like those. We danced across the square beneath the saints and between ancient museums. We shared an ice cream cone and pigeons flew around us, picking up crumbs. You lit a candle for a friend and the crowd disappeared. Where to, who knows? One thing's for sure, your perspective changes during moments like those. Hey, yeah. Let's give it all away. The only thing I want to keep back from myself, dear, is you. Whoa, I don't know how it'll all go, but it'd be worth it if we managed just a few more moments like those. We rode a moped to a dusty town for fresh sardines and rose liqueur. And listened to old rockabilly records that the waiter played. And as usual, we talked about selling off everything that we own so we could live our lives in a way that prioritized moments like those. I've been negotiating prices, selling ice cubes to Eskimos. It's steady work, but some days I feel like I'm 100 years old. You do something with computers that you've explained to me 1,000 times, but I still don't know. We ain't doing bad, but it ain't anything compared to moments. Hey, yeah, let's give it all away. The only thing I want to keep back for myself, dear, is you. I don't know how it'll all go, that if we managed just a few more moments like those. Hey, hey, let's not leave it up to fate. Too many people live their lives for the programs on TV. Flowers are well clothed. Let's leave it all behind and try to find more moments like those. And we'll leave it all behind and try to find more moments.
Adam Burrows.
Red Barn Radio would like to thank Adam for being with us tonight. We thank WEKU, Red Barn Radio's official radio partner serving Central and Eastern Kentucky. WEKU is Kentucky's NPR station. Live streaming and more information at weku.fm. We'd like to thank Chef Greg Scott and Broussard's Delta Kitchen for supplying food each week for our guest artists and volunteers. Located on Main Street in historic Georgetown, Kentucky, Broussard's Delta Kitchen features the authentic flavors of New Orleans and the Mississippi Delta, and live music every weekend. You'll find more information on Broussard's on Facebook. Listen locally. Working in concert to encourage everyone to embrace any opportunity to listen locally and engage with each other in a variety of shared experiences, including music, theater, poetry, dialogue, and conversation. You can learn more about Listen Locally on Facebook, Instagram, and at listenlocally.net. The Griffin Gate Marriott Resort and Spa is Red Barn Radio's guest accommodation partner, providing hotel accommodations for our musical guests. The Griffin Gate Marriott Resort and Spa is the ideal choice for your next visit to Lexington, Kentucky. AccuPrint provides printed programs each week for our audience members. For all your printing needs, AccuPrint is on the web at accuprint.us. Red Barn Radio's executive producer is Ed Commons, who also directs our show. Red Barn Radio's line producer and booking manager is Warren Cobb. We also thank our volunteers. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. You can attend a Red Barn Radio concert in person. You'll find performance dates and times at redbarnradio.com. The Red Barn Radio playout theme, Wookie Foot, was taken from a live performance of The Wooks here on Red Barn Radio. For more information on the band, they're on the web at wookoutamerica.com. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be here again on this station next week at this same time as we celebrate the music and artists of this Kentucky region. I'm the voice of Red Barn Radio, Tom Brown. Red Barn Radio is brought to you with the financial support of Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. Planning to visit Lexington or just looking for more information, Visit Lex is on the web at visitlex.com. We're more than just bluegrass. LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. Red Barn Radio is a production of Red Barn Radio, LLC.